right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
So today is the 15th of October, and I'm sitting in scenic downtown Flemington. It is 4:05 p.m., and I'm giving you today's weather. It looks like right now we're sitting with 66 degrees. It's sort of like right on the edge of, do I need a jacket or not need a jacket? And I got to tell you, overnight, you're going to need a jacket because it looks like we're going to go down to somewhere around 45 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, we'll get up to around 70, 46 overnight. On Thursday and Friday, we're only going to get up in the very high 50s, 59, with 45 and 37 overnight. Saturday's going to be 63, 41 overnight. Definitely fall. It's mid-October, and it feels like mid-October. It's almost to the point where you can't sleep with the window open. It's a little too cool. If you are leaving it open, you're probably leaving it only an inch or two instead of a half a foot. So once again, Joe Peters, I'm going to give you a few more public service announcements, and I'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
So it's Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters. It's our monthly update on what's happening across both Hunterdon and Somerset County in residential real estate. And today is once again October 15th. It's a little after 4 o'clock in the year is 2019. October 15th, 2019. 66 degrees outside. And what I'm going to do is, first of all, play my introduction. Be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
So once again, my name is Joe Peters. I'm going to go over my residential real estate market report. You can find this on my site at jpeters.com and under market updates. And I've got one for Hunter and I've got one for Somerset, and you'll find various other useful information out there. Now, people ask me, Joe, where do you get all this information from? Well, one, at the end of each month, I gather a lot of statistics. So I'm the only person that I know of, maybe somebody else is doing it, that gets up early on the first of the month and says, before anybody else gets up, here's what's happening. Here's what's sold. Here's what's active. I break it down by price point. I break it down by town. And I break it down by county, Hunterdon versus Somerset. And then I take from that information and do a market update, and I also take a lot of information that I get out of several other news sources that I tune into on a subscription basis and compile it all into this newsletter. So this newsletter tells you two things. First of all, what is happening, and that's what we're going to do for the first 15 minutes today. And then second of all, why is that happening? And that's what we're going to do for the last 45 minutes. So let's get started with the what is happening. And I'm looking at Hunterdon County first. And that's where we're sitting, so I'm going to give them preference. 85% of all of our sales in the month of October, I should say the month of September, because we're in October, 85% of all our sales were under $500,000. That's really high. And what I have to say is that in most months, it's more like 75%. So we're actually seeing a lower feeding market right now. 15% of our houses were over 500,000 and only 5% were over 700,000, or 7 in total. Our average list price, and we listed in the month 254 houses, we listed the average list price of $538,800, a little higher than usual. And our average sales price was right around $350,000, way lower than usual, or usually up nearer to $400,000. That gives us a big difference between the list price and the sale price of 35%. That's the biggest I've ever seen of that. So we're feeding down there in the sub 400. We're doing a lot of business down below 400,000. If I took a look between 0 and 200, we had some 32 sales. Between 200 and 300, we had 34 sales, 300, 400, 31 sales, 400, 500. 26 sales, and once you go above 500, it slows down dramatically. 11 above 600, 4 above 700, 4 above 800, 1, nothing in the 900s, and 2 over a million. Once again, we sold 145 houses. By sold, I mean we have ink on paper. We've got a contract. Some of them have closed if they're sales for cash, and these are in the last 30 days, so this would be September 1st for September 30th. And in effect, I would say 95% of them are still waiting to close or maybe have closed since we closed the month out. We have a big disparity. And what we're taking a look at here is that based on the last month's sales, it took us an average of 79 days to sell a house. 145 properties going under contract, down from 202 the prior month. And newly listed properties for the same period were 254. We say that 4 to 6 months is our average. That means it's normal. That means prices aren't going up. Prices aren't going down. Prices are stable. Birds are out. The unicorns are dancing in the fields, and we're seeing rainbows over the hills. Things are where they need to be. We're sitting right now with 6 months' supply in Hunterdon County. But that's not 6 months for every price point and for every town. That's 6 months across the whole county. And how do I get 6 months? We have 913 houses available. We sold 145. I divide 145 into the 913, and we get roughly six months' supply. If we take a look at our under $300,000 properties, we have 3 months supply. If we look at the 400,000 range, we have 5 months supply. If we look to 500, we get a 6 month supply. If we get over 600, we're looking at a 16 month supply, over a year's worth of inventory. Everything above 600,000 is double digits. 700,000, we're actually looking in the 34 month range. Over a million, 32 month. It's taken a while at those higher prices to sell our houses. Now, two of the areas in Hunterdon County last month had no sales at all. That were Highbridge and West Amwell. And 11 places only had one or two sales. Alexandria, Califon, the town of Clinton, East Amwell, Franklin, Hampton, Kingwood, Lambertville, Lebanon, Milford, and Stockton. And we had some hot spots. And Clinton Township was one, 14 sales. Raritan Township's another, 29 sales, and Reddington with 15 sales. Those three areas together were well over one-third of our sales. That's where people want to live. And when I start to take a look at this, I'll give you a great example here. Alexandria, top of the list, active sales last month, active listings last month, at the end of the month, were 56. Under contract in that same period, one. That gives us 56 months. Now, if we sold two, it would be 28. So one more sale would have changed that dramatically. But we have some other towns that are also looking at that. Kingwood, one sale out of 28 months supply. Lebanon, Township, 48 available, three sold, that's 16 months supply. Raritan Township, 135 available, 29 sold, that's a 5 month supply. So we have some places like Alexandria, Franklin, Kingwood, Lebanon Township, Lambertville, not doing really well. And then we have some places doing really well. We have Califon Borough, 4 month supply. We have Bloomsbury, five available, four sold, really 1 month supply. We have Frenchtown, 13 available, 4 sold, 3 month supply. Glen Gardner, 3 month supply. So it depends where you're at. And I've always said this. How quick is my house going to sell and what is my house worth? There's two factors. What is your price point? Because if you're above 600,000, you're not going to sell very quickly no matter where you are in Hunterdon County. And where are you located at? If you're above 600,000, you've got a much better shot in Clinton Township, Raritan, Reddington than you do out in the hinterlands of Alexandria and Holland and places like that. Holland's another one that's typically pretty tough. We have 31 houses for sale last month, sold 4. That's 8 months supply. Not so bad last month, but Kingwood's a great example, another 28 months supply. Now, to get an accurate price for your property based on location and price point, you need to talk to me. Coldwell Banker's big data technology capabilities will put you at a unique advantage. I can show you the latest age and earnings breakdowns for your particular area, show you where people are moving to that area from, and how I can market to those specific areas and demographics directly. The result is you're receiving maximum selling price in a shorter period of time. Houses priced and marketed accurately sell faster, especially if a real estate industry veteran like myself and a local area expert helping you navigate the process. So, we talked about Hunterdon County a little bit. 254 new listings, 145 sold, ending inventory 913. We have 6 months supply. Our average sale price, $350,000. Let's go through the same numbers for Somerset County, one county closer to New York. Totally different picture. We have 1,392 active listings, 459 new last month, 332 sold. We have an average of 4 months supply, and we are looking in the single digits all the way up till you get to the 700,000 area. Much different story. The average price point in Somerset County was $508,000. We're $350,000 in Hunterdon County. And the average price when going under contract, those were the listings, the going under contract, $468, still 23% less. But Somerset County also has some price points that are tough. You get over $1 million, it's really tough. And then secondly, and you've got to take a look at it, we're sitting in Somerset County of 200 houses on the market over $1 million. We only have 64, one-third of that here in Hunterdon County. Town-wise, the biggest problem is Watchung, 45 houses for sale, one sold. That's an anomaly. Watchung usually has much more than that. But the average out there is 4 months' supply. And it's got some areas that have sold nothing, like Far Hills, PPAC Gladstone, Rocky Hill, Millstone. It's got some that have done one or two, like Raritanburo and Watchung, which I just mentioned. Then it's got its hot spots, Bernards, Bridgewater, Franklin, Hillsboro, Montgomery. Those five areas together represent 65% of the sales in the county. Now, it's interesting. I mentioned those areas, and previously I mentioned Reddington, Raritan, and Clinton Township. They all touch each other. It's one contiguous area in the center of the two counties. That's where people want to live. On either side of 287, up and down, 5 miles north and south on 287 from where 78 crosses it. So if you were to draw a big map, 78 going across west to east, and from north to south you have 287 going where the two cross, is the center of the hot spots for Somerset County. And to the west of that is the general hot spots as you get into Hunterdon County. Once you get past Route 31 plus about a mile, it dies off quickly. So what can you derive from this? I think what you can derive from this is we still have an active market for this late in the year. It's sitting here at October 15th. I'll tell you, I personally listed two houses since September 15th, and both are under contract already. To get that kind of turnaround, even in the prime season, is unheard of. So for this time of the year, it's unheard of. I like to say the market still has legs. I mean, we're sitting here 6 weeks from December 1st, and I think we're going to see active markets right up through December 1st. What happens after Thanksgiving is, A, people get into holiday mode. Thanksgiving's a little late this year, so it's a transition week. I think the 22nd is a Friday, so the 28th would be Thanksgiving. Once you go past that, people are starting to think, well, we got to get the tree out, we got to get the Hanukkah bush up, and whatever your persuasion might be, get ready for the holidays and celebrate that joyous time of the year. And at the very same time, it gets cold and a little bit nastier. It doesn't get really, really cold until after the first of the year, but it starts to get cold in early December, and people's minds sort of gets off of real estate, and that happens through December, through January, and somewhere after the Super Bowl, about mid-February, it picks up again, and it just depends on the weather. If we have an early spring, it picks up really quickly. If we have a late spring, it might go all the way into March before we see it picking up. So that's what's happening. That's what's happening. We're having an average of 6 months sales in Hunterdon County and an average of 4 months sales in Somerset County. Somerset doing better than Hunterdon, but both of those pretty average for the entire county. It just depends where you are and what your price point is. I'm going to talk a little about why it's happening. And this is an interesting set of statistics because pretty easy to tell what is happening, but if you can't understand why it's happening, it's pretty hard to plan around it and react to it. New Jersey home sales. We still have low inventory. Bit of softening in the slowdown and growth. It's turning the tide back towards a buyer's market, or at least neutralizing it to become a normal market. And that's where the 6 month came in. So we saw an increase, 6% in sales in August, year to date. And we're ahead of 2018, that's the last month reported, by the way, by about 3%. And it's not statewide. Only 12 of the 21 counties have benefited from the increase in sales. Increase in inventory has occurred in all prices above 400,000. with the 400 to 600 seeing the largest jump, 9% more inventory, followed by the 600 and up with a slight increase. The under 400,000 saw a 9% drop. I'm going to let that sink in. So 4 to 6, biggest jump. Above 6, more inventory. Below 400, which is where our activity is. Remember I said in Hunterdon County anyway, we're 85% under 500,000. We're 9% down on inventory. What is happening is it's selling very quickly. If a house comes on and it's clean and it's priced under 400,000, it probably sells the day it comes on. During the same period, all housing above 400,000 and below a million showed a very modest increase in sales, showing confidence in the changes made on the taxes and deregulation. Also been an improvement of very high-end inventory towns where the rail service to Manhattan is available. That is somewhat diminishing, though. Manhattan was doing much better earlier in the year. It seems to have slowed down a little. At this time, the number of homes offered for sale in New Jersey remains low. Currently, 31,000 fewer homes, 45% less than were on the market in 2011. That's 8 years ago. Let's let that sink in. 45% less inventory, and we're selling more than we sold back then because our average time on the market, instead of being 6-8 months, it's 2 or 3 at the popular price points. Current unsold inventory in New Jersey varies widely by county, with only 3 months in some of the better ones and up to 8 months elsewhere. The state's averaging just under 4 months. We still have an acute shortage in both Hunterdon and Somerset County. Hunterdon County has 2 and 8% less inventory than we had a year ago and 2 years ago. And Somerset County has 2% more inventory and 8% less than 2 years ago. The market has changed from a seller's to a buyer's market in the above 500 due to the additional inventory that's come out of the market. So what makes a buyer's market? Remember I said 4 to 6 is normal. If you get above 6 months supply, and once again, total inventory divided by what sold last month, just one under contract, that gives you total month supply. If you get above 6 months supply, there's pressure on pricing. If you get below 4 months supply, you're seeing multiple offers, and we're seeing houses actually sell at full price or even above. So that's what's happening inventory-wise. Let's talk about interest rate-wise. Interest rates have risen slightly over the past month, but I emphasize slightly. They've gone from like 4.5 to 4.6. I'm sorry, 3.5 to 3.6. Don't have a heart attack. But it's an increase that we don't need. And there was one Fed rate cut in the last month. It hasn't trickled down to the mortgage interest level. It's more affecting the credit card level. But the economy is strengthening, and interest rates have fallen in recent weeks. Risen in these recent weeks to just over 3.65 for a 30-year mortgage, 15-year conventional mortgage just over 3.15, and 5-year ARMs are in a 3.4 range. Consumer fears of further rises in interest rates and slowly rising home prices are driving the current market. It's a 1-2 effect. If interest merely goes from 3.6 to 4.6, you will lose about 9% of your buying power. So if you could afford a $500,000 at 3.6 and interest rose over the next 9 months to a year to 4.6, you would see the fact that you now only afford a $455,000. So think about that. I could afford a $500,000 house this year. I might only afford a roughly $450,000 house next year because interest rates went up and my buying power diminished. But at the same time, what we're seeing on pricing is giving it a 1-2 effect because pricing is going up slightly, especially in the under 500 market. It's pretty much stable above that, and if you go above 7, it's probably diminishing a little bit in Hunterdon County. So even though you might drop from a roughly 500 to 450 based on interest going up, your price might have gone up another 2 or 3% if you're looking into more popular price points. And the combination between the two is now you're not even going to get a 450, you're going to get a 435 or a 425. So it's a 1-2 effect. Interest rates and housing prices are increasing together, and the more they increase, the less you can buy. As a result, we have a lot of people out today trying to find a house to buy. I've got, obviously, a little bit of a cough. I'm going to play my introduction one more time and go get a mouthful of water. I'll be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Okay, so we talked about home sales and inventory, and we talked a little about interest rates. Let's talk about the job front. This is good news. On a national level, we've added 2.7 million jobs last year. New Jersey unemployment through August was 130,000 jobs added in the month of August, and the rate remained at 3.7, lowest it's been in a long time. And at the end of August, U.S. had a little over 1.3 million jobs, or around 1.9 million over the versus 1.9 million the prior year. So we're slugging, we're slowing down, a little more sluggish than it was. At this rate, we're predicting 1.6 million jobs by year end, and once again, that's versus 2.8, but last year was a banner year, 2.7. At the end of August, there were 7+ million people, jobs looking for people. And we had six plus million people looking for jobs. We have a shortfall of 1 million people. That's roughly a 3% unemployment rate. And that's roughly the average, if you remember your economics from college. There's always a certain amount of people for various reasons, seasonal, ill, unemployed, layoffs, corrections, that are out of work. But 6 million people looking for jobs, 7 million jobs looking for people, that's good news. It's been this way for about 9 months. It doesn't seem to be diminishing. And I think it's been compounded a little bit by the fact that a lot of people went back to college and a lot of school teachers went back to work at the end of the summer. And there's even less people than there were a month ago or 2 months ago. The thing that we are seeing is that we're now starting to pay more for even entry-level jobs. Where we used to pay $10 or $11 an hour for starter jobs, we're now paying $14 or $15 an hour. And then people with a little bit of experience could get up to the $18 to $20 an hour. And because we're short on people, companies are out recruiting from each other. The New Jersey job front, we added 39,000 jobs in 2018 versus 47,000 in 2017. Our unemployment rate in New Jersey is 3.2%. Remember, I said the nation is 3.7. That's the lowest been in New Jersey in over 10 years, bolstering consumer confidence in New Jersey. And in effect, New Jersey's rising with the national tide at full employment. First 8 months, 2019, we've added 21,000 versus only 14,000 the same period prior. So even though the nation seems to be pulling back a little, New Jersey's pulling forward. And it should be noted these jobs are mostly in the northern half of the state. My apologies for this little cough. I've had a little bit of a sinus issue, and obviously it's not gone away. Fortunately, you're sitting at the other end of a radio, and you're not going to—it's not catchable anyway. But rental market trends: prices are at 11-year high in rentals. What we are seeing, and if you've driven down to the road that goes between the Somerville Circle into down towards Montgomery. I think it's 206. It's either 202 or 206. I always get those two mixed. You see a lot of new rentals going up. These are luxury garden apartments. One bedrooms are going in the $1,750 range. They require about a $70,000 salary. How do we figure that out? We take the rent. And we take the salary and we divide the salary by 12 and multiply it times 30%. That's all you can pay for rent. So if you took 70 divided by 12, multiplied it times 30%, $1,750. If you did it at 50,000, it's $1,250. So we're seeing many new apartments. And as a result, I think we're going to wind up with too many apartments. But for right now, it's resolving a lot of the fact that we do not have enough apartments to rent for people. We're sitting with, on the rental side, vacancy rates at about 2.7%. We're usually about three times that amount. The drop in New Jersey's homeownership continued, contributes to the rental demand. A lot of people during the period of, let's say, 7-8 years ago to now, that shouldn't have had a mortgage, have gotten out of the mortgage situation, either foreclosure or sales, and are now renting. And that's contributing much to the need for rentals. The other thing that's contributing to the rental situation is the fact that the average person today isn't thinking buy in a lot of situations. The millennials, for example, are thinking, I think I should rent for a while. And I'll decide later if I'm going to buy. And some of the older people are saying, I'm going to get out of my big house and rent for a while. And then maybe I'll buy a 55 plus or a one floor opportunity so that I don't have to go up and down a lot of stand. It's adding to people thinking more rental than they used to. So as a result, the rental market trends are showing very low availability and higher prices. Foreclosures, this is a good point. Our foreclosure picture is improving. We're going to wind up with about 41,000 foreclosures this year, which is down from 66 the year before and 76 the year before that. Foreclosures are normalizing. So, let's talk about some of the trends that are making this happen. The economic conditions are good. I'm going to be right back again. I'm going to have a mouthful of water.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Okay, we're back. Economic conditions. 2018 was the eighth straight year of 2 million plus job gain. We are now on the longest economic expansion period in economic history of America, with about 112 plus months in a row. GDP is still rising, but the rate of increase has slowed a little. At 3.3 unemployment in New Jersey, we're now under the national average, which is 3.7. The best paying jobs are typically in New York, pulling many of our millennials in that direction, and wages are up 3.2%. Why that's important is because as wages go up, people can start to afford to buy houses. House prices have risen about 3+% for the year. Baby boomers who were choosing to stay put, and this is an important change that's happening, are now deciding that we've stayed put long enough. There's a lot of equity in our house. Maybe it's time to sell and do something. And I can tell you that I have three or four sets of people doing just that, where in effect what they're doing is they're putting their house on the market, they're taking advantage of their equity position and buying another house. What it leads to is a pretty robust housing market in the mid-market, because most of the houses going on the market are well above the 400K range for these people, and most of their equity positions is over 50%. So, interesting statistic. This is leading to the decisions that we're seeing being made. 37% of all the houses in the United States are owned outright. There are no mortgages on them. 50% of all the houses in the United States have more than 50% equity because they've gone through a long period of not moving, 2005 through current. They're starting to move now. And only 4% have negative equity. Everybody else between the 4% and the 50% have positive equity. And a lot of people with at least 20% positive equity. We're starting to see changes in lifestyle. People are getting married later, having children later, and fewer children. Families usually having only one or two children. 70% of all New Jersey homes have no children of school age. That means if you have a great big house and you need to sell it to a family that needs a great big house, 7 out of 10 people don't want your house. They have no children of school age. 50% don't even have two people in them. As a result of job opportunities, buyers are gravitating towards areas within much closer distance to New York than we offer. 80% of all consumers still perceive home ownership as the American dream. It's just what they're perceiving is different. They're looking for multi-level high-rise, and we're still building Center Hall Colonials. Why is that? The main reason is we're still using 20-year-old building rules. In other words, we're zoned to build 3,000 square foot on 1+ acre. And although they're still selling, it's taking its toll because the market for that size house has diminished greatly. And a lot of people are putting their houses on the market in the 6s and 7s and finding they can't sell them. So, buyers are thinking smaller luxury high-rise. 60% of all new housing starts last year, 2018, were rentals. Market conditions. We experienced a sales slump in late 2018. If you remember, that's where we had two interest rate hikes that shouldn't have happened, probably, in retrospect. They probably, whoever made the decision at that point, felt it was the right decision. But based on the fact that we've rolled back interest since then, it looks like we've corrected that, and 2019 to date has been ahead of 2018, and we still didn't hit that downward trend period. I think we're entering the next phase of our real estate market. I think it's called normal. And I think the issue here is it's been so long since we've seen normal, nobody remembers what it looked like. If we go all the way back to 2000 to 2005, the tail end of that market was high appreciation. 2005 to 2010, lots of sales, so houses underwater, lots of foreclosures. 2010 to 2015, appreciation again, but still not back to where it once was. And now we're coming back to somewhere 4 to 6 months inventory, 3% appreciation instead of 6 or 8. And people are saying, wow, what is this? Well, what it is normal. You just don't remember what it looked like. We are going to see an economic slowdown. It's inevitable. But I think it's just going to be that. It's not going to be any prices going down. It may be in certain price points your price doesn't go up at all, and in others it doesn't go up as high as it has in the last couple of years. But no one in their worst forecast is saying we're going to go through what we went in 2005 to 2010. If you think about it, back in that time frame, we had a housing market fail and pull the economic development of the country down with it. Today we have a very robust housing market, and the economics of the country are in pretty good shape. So if it corrects a little, it means a slowdown. It doesn't mean a loss in value. Strong consumer confidence. Many consumers see home ownership as a sound investment. There's a bit of offset when people watch the 6 o'clock news and all the ridiculous crap that's going on from both sides. It just does make some people think this may not be the right time. What's happening over the next year? There's a big question mark. And the next election. Affordability will never be as good a shape as it's in right now. People are earning about 117% of what they need to spend on average. Some people aren't earning anywhere near that, and some people are earning more than that. But on average, we have about 17% discretionary income. That's good news. That's as high as it's been in a long time. And as a result, people are stepping up a little. People are buying a new car. People are going on vacation. The economy is flourishing. Millennials are about a third, 35% of our housing market. Quite honestly, if we had more housing to sell and the price points they're buying at, it could be half of our housing market. The under 400 market is diminishing slightly due to lack of inventory. Minimum new construction and lack of entry-level housing are hurting. Analyst 5-year forecast show a reduced rate of appreciation somewhere between the 2 and 4%, depending on your price point and location once again. The price growth will remain higher in the under 400 market because we don't have enough inventory. It's the supply and demand situation. And there's an acute shortage of inventory in both Hunter and Somerset County in those popular price points. It's simple. We could sell more houses if we had more houses to sell. And remember, we're sitting at 45% less inventory than we had 8 years ago. And we're selling more houses. And you say, well, how can that be? Well, the answer is simple. We're selling houses at a much quicker pace. As clean inventory comes on the market, in our more popular price points, it's selling very quickly. In 2018, our prices rose an average 3.5%. This year it's going to be more like 3%. We're looking at about 2.6 so far, and it's already October. But it depends on your price point and your location once again. And the really good news, mortgage delinquency is normalizing. Why will we not have another bust? There are no speculators in the market. The small investors are back buying 2 or 3 rentals. That's good news. It's not like people buying on their off their credit card or using their house as an ATM to take cash out and do the next thing. Equity is building up. Mortgage delinquency is normal. I'm not saying it's rosy. I'm saying it's encouraging. So what's our forecast? The economy will continue to prosper for the next 18 months. Not at the rate it's been prospering, but continue. Prime interest rates will probably drop further this year. Home prices will rise an average of 3% during the same period. While improving, supply will remain tight, especially in those popular price points. Many new jobs seem to be resulting from the tax cuts and the Job Creation Act. First time in memory, U.S. is reporting more people, less people looking for jobs than jobs that we have. 7.2 million jobs open, and only 6 million people without jobs. So why don't we just put them to work? A, they may be in a wrong location, and B, they may have their wrong job skills. One of the biggest things we've got to address going forward is how we train ourselves for the job skills that we need in the state. Right now, what we're seeing is a large exodus of people from the state each year going to four-year colleges, taking degrees that they probably can't get well-paying jobs in, if jobs at all. Why is that happening? One, our school guidance counselors are incented to get them into four-year colleges. Two, they want to go where mom and dad went, or maybe said backwards, mom and dad want them to go where they went. And in some instances, take a degree in what they took a degree in. Well, at the end of 4 years, there's a big amount of college debt. And at the end of 4 years, there's a sudden realization that there's no jobs that pay any great amount of money in most of the courses that these people have taken. So what I'm saying is, and there's a lot of discussions going on about it, is maybe we should be looking at educating our children locally for at least the first 2 years, cut down on some of the debt, the school debt, the college debt that kids take forward with them, and give them the basics and let them understand where the jobs are in the area, and perhaps let them finish their school in a job that we have jobs for, or a career that we have jobs for. So we need to match the skills with the need. And that's a big problem, and it's a problem that's ongoing, and it's a problem that's being addressed, but not rapidly. Affordability index shows that there's much room for much more sales. Some high-end fallout, yes, the upper 5 or 10% of our earners have gotten hurt. And as a result of that, a lot of them have left the state. We're still seeing about 500 millionaires a month leave New Jersey, according to the last numbers I saw. And last year, that number was about 5,700 in total. Most of them going to Florida. It's not tax-wise cheaper down there. Cost of living-wise, it's cheaper down there. And that's because of real estate taxes and, to some extent, tax incentives on income. Commercial real estate doing really well. I heard a presentation given by Mark Salek, who will be on with me next week, by the way. He's our economic development manager for Hunterdon County, where we are filling up the industrial parks along 22 and 78. As we fill up those industrial parks and as we refill the old Merck plant with the new company that's coming in there, bringing a lot of people, we'll see people wanting to move back into the area. Mark says we're holding steady to last year as far as population in Hunterdon County. I'm going to have him on next week and I'm going to challenge him on that. But if he's telling an accurate story, that's really good news. People in a home over 10 years have a very positive home equity situation. And as a result of that very positive home equity situation, when they realize how much equity they have, a lot of times the impulse is to restructure their debt so that they get the income tax write-off on their primary and pay off some of the other items that are not tax deductible, school expense, second, more type vacation type housing. And as I said, 37% of all people in a nation have no mortgage at all. 50% have more than 50% equity. And only 4% are in negative. This is pretty rosy. I'm sitting here saying I don't think we've seen as good of a situation looking us in the face, real estate-wise, as we have today in the last 15 years. We have unfilled jobs. We have a very robust under 400K housing market. We have new jobs being added in New Jersey at a higher rate than a month before, month after month. We have low unemployment both in New Jersey and nationally. Our biggest issue is not today, it's tomorrow. And tomorrow's issue is educating people with the skills that we need in order to put them to work locally. Now, a lot's being done locally. One is like the Hack Hunterdon effort. If you've not gone to that, I've gone to it for the last 3 years. It's really exciting to see Hunterdon County bring young people and talent into the area, introducing them to our beautiful lifestyle here and showing them that there is employment in Hunterdon County and opportunity in Hunterdon County for them. The cost of housing is still high. The cost of living is still high. But a lot of times, these low-impact, high-technology jobs, and they call them low-impact, and there's a different term for it. It's not coming to mind. But math, computer sciences, technology, non-manufacturing, low-impact jobs are what we need. And since we've got such a beautiful lifestyle, we don't want to bring a lot of manufacturing in. And quite honestly, it's not the right place for manufacturing because we don't have the people to supply the manufacturing positions. But we're trying to bring in the jobs that will attract a higher income and attract people to live in Hunterdon County going forward. I graduated from the Hunterdon Leadership Program 3 years ago, and then I followed it up last year and I took the Somerset Leadership Program. And the two counties are widely different. I mean, the biggest difference between Somerset County and Hunterdon County is twofold. One is much closer to New York, so you can commute to New York a lot more easy. And two, it's a much more diverse workforce, age-wise, nationality-wise, persuasion-wise. I sat through a presentation yesterday by the hospital system in Somerset County where they talked about some of the things. They have an Indian medical facility within the hospital. They have an Asian medical facility. They have an LGBTQ, if I'm saying the initials right, facility within the hospital. These facilities are run by people from those backgrounds in the hospital, not by other people for people with those backgrounds or nationalities. Much more diverse. And Hunterdon County, one of its beauties has been, it's a little less diverse, but it's only eventual before people come out here, and they will come out here when the jobs are here. I know I have Al War on, who writes for the Democrat, and he was on twice in the last 3 months, and he says it best. He says build it and they will come. Well, we need jobs and people will come here. But if they come here, they have to live here. Or they're going to go back to where they came from and spend the money there. And we want them to live here and spend the money here. And in order to do that, we've got to develop higher tech jobs, less impact on the environment type jobs, computer sciences. And that's what Hack 100 is all about. So, my name's Joe Peters. I apologize for the little cough today. I've had this for about 2 weeks. Actually, been to the doctor. Said it's nothing more than a sinus infection, but it's taken forever to cure. So, hopefully, by the next time I talk to you, a week from now, when I have Mark Salek on, this will be gone. I thank you for tuning in. And once again, today is the 15th of October, and I'm signing out. I'll be back next week. Thank you very much.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has some strong words for Turkey.
Turkey is our NATO ally. Yes, it hosts millions of Syrian refugees and has a legitimate security concern about the situation in Syria. But Turkey's escalation of hostilities with the Syrian Kurdish partners who've helped the United States fight terrorism is completely and totally unacceptable. This violence needs to end.
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal attorney, says he doesn't intend to comply with the congressional subpoena for documents, escalating his battle with House Democrats who were seeking records as part of their impeachment inquiry. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow closed above 27,000 for the first time since July, gaining 237 points and closing at 27,025. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Career diplomat George Kent is answering questions behind closed doors in a House impeachment inquiry. Kent is a Deputy Assistant Secretary of State who oversees U.S. policy on Ukraine. This all stems back to a phone call President Trump had in July with the President of Ukraine. Mack truck workers strike for the first time in decades. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Mack truck workers are walking picket lines after their union launched a strike at plants in three states. The United Automobile Workers Union Local 677 began picketing outside Allentown, Pennsylvania. The company said the strike involves about 3,500 employees at facilities in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Florida. The union says many issues are unresolved, including wages, job security, and pension health benefits. Mack Truck's president, Martin Weisberg, said he's surprised and disappointed that the union decided to walk out rather than allow the employees to keep building trucks and engines while parties continue to negotiate.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.